I'm going to ask everyone to stand. We appreciate this man of God very much. He is a blessing. And most importantly, that which he preaches, he radiates and he manifests. I thank God for the love in his life and for the strength that he portrays and set forth. So tonight I want you to put your hands together and put Reverend Fletcher Rutherford a big hand as he comes to minister to you tonight.
Come on and give Jesus a hand clap. Come on and give him some praise. We ought to be excited about Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. This joy that I have, world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, world didn't give it to me. Yeah, this joy that I have, world didn't give it to me. World didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This joy that I have, world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, world didn't give it to me. Yeah, this joy that I have, world didn't give it to me. Yeah, world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I said this peace that I have, world didn't give it to me. Oh, this peace that I have, world didn't give it to me. Yeah, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Yeah, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. This love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Yeah, this love that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Yeah, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Yeah, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Yeah, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Yeah, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Come on and give God some praise. Come on and give him some praise. The joy that you contain, God gave it to you. Can't nobody take it away. Come on and give him some praise. Can't nobody take your peace. Can't nobody take that love. That love that we have surpasses our own understanding. Can't nobody take it. Glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up quickly to the Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 19. First Kings, chapter 19, verse 1. It says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more of them also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey unto the wilderness, came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid himself down again. And the angel of the Lord came again at the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of God came to him and said unto him, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken the covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thine prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand up in the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and break into pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. Come on and give God some praise. Life is always composed of some challenges and some experiences that provide a challenge to our spirit and our mind, whether or not we're going to stand on God and believe God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. Anything that comes against you and I, God is a God that can suspend it and cause it to flee from you, so that you can go on and do the work that he has sent you to do. Here we're looking at Elijah sitting under a broom tree. God didn't send him to make no brooms. He's sitting under a broom tree, locked up in his solitude and despair. And he's saying to himself, what am I doing here? How often have you asked yourself, what am I doing here? Why am I in this mess? Why am I going through these things and these changes in life? But it's just to challenge your faith and challenge your strength and challenge your trust in God. Challenge you to see, are you standing on the word or not? When the word said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. Elijah's sitting here and he's talking to himself. What am I doing here? How did I get here? I'm supposed to be somewhere else. What am I doing here? God, I don't want to do this no more. The angel tapped me on the shoulder and said, you get up, you got to eat, because what you got to do, you're going to need some strength. And when he woke up, there was a cake and some water by his head, symbolic of a pillar. See, you can lay your hand up on the breast of God and God will keep you. Glory to God. God will lead you and guide you. God will speak to your mind and to your spirit. And that challenge that you're going through, that problem that you're going through, won't no longer be a problem. Why? Because God said, I'm with you in every circumstance, every situation, every problem, everything that you go through, I am there with you. How did I get here? What happened? Sometimes we work so hard for God. Here's a man of God, he done called fire down from heaven. done mocked the prophets that Jezebel talking about she's going to come and kill him. He done mocked them, told them to pour all the water they want to pour on the sacrifice, stack up some more wood, put anything on there you want to put on there. And then he mocked them. In other words, he laughed at their God. And then when they got tired, or rather yet, when Elijah got tired of that foolishness, glory to God, you got to get tired of the foolishness going on in your life and call down some fire so God can burn up some chaff so that we can be cleansed by the word of God so that we'll be able to walk uprightly before him, holy and respectable before God, which is our reasonable service. Elijah called down fire from heaven. Not only did it consume the prophet, but it consumed everything that they put their hands on. Don't you know if the enemy put his hand on you that God is able to take care of your enemy? Just because you're going through the trial, God has not left you, neither has he forsaken you. He said, I'm with you always, even until the end. That means that whatever you go through, God is there. Whatever you are going to go through, God is there. Whatever you planning on going through sometime, God is there. Glory to God. He's always there in the midst of our trouble. He's in the midst of the mess that we created. He's in the midst of the trouble that we created, let alone the trial that he put us through. See, God's going to test you. You claim to be a son of God, a child of God. Then you got to live up to that word, because you just confessed it. You just sowed a seed that's going to produce a harvest of challenge and trials. Elijah thought he was finished. What he had done, he had lost his focus upon a mighty God. He had lost his vision that a mighty God had laid upon his heart. Here's a man that went down to the little widow woman that only had a little bit of meal and enough to cook one more cake and divide it between her and her son. But Elijah said, make me one first. Oh, he had strong faith then because he knew God would provide. Hallelujah. You got to stand on the word of God. I don't care how it looks around you, how bleak it is, how dark it is. You can depend on God, because God will never fail you. He will never forsake you. He will never let you down. Glory to God. God will never let his people that he foreknew, glory to God, suffer in shame and sickness. God will always come to your rescue and pull you out. Hallelujah. Elijah had another God, been serving this God. God so powerfully told him, go in there and lay down upon the widow woman's son. Breathe breath into his life. Glory to God. Here he is, taking his eyes off all of those miracles that God created through him and putting them up on another God. God of fear. Jezebel, God of fear. Glory to God. Got scared. You know, I couldn't imagine he got scared. You know, if you think upon those things, God said, don't think upon those things, but think upon these things, things that are true, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that have a good report. But Elijah had his mind somewhere else. He had his mind on what Jezebel had sent by her messenger. Fear. If someone walk up to you and call you on the phone or send a note to you or whatever and tell you they're going to kill you, I bet you won't be able to sleep so good at night. I know I wouldn't. And if I were one of them ones that was in the world, well, I ain't that no more. So I'll be praying till the rooster crow. Why? Because fear brings torment. It's a spirit, glory to God. And it will vex you, mess your mind up, get your mind off of God so that you won't be able to call on him, glory to God. You can't. God don't want him. Elijah sitting down here crying in his solitude, defeated by a woman that could not touch him. Hallelujah. He's defeated sitting here. No one around him but him. So it was his solitude and his despair that was defeating him. The spirit of fear had come upon him. He had took his mind off of the great God of heaven. Glory to God. The God that sent down the fire. The God that sent his breath into the little boy. The God that filled up the meal barrel. God is still a God today. Just like he was then. He's still bringing his people into his blessing. He's still pouring out his blessing upon his people. He's still defeating his people's enemy. Glory to God. He still loves his people. He's still bringing them out of that wilderness experience. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Glory to God. But you got to trust God. You got to stand on the word of God. See, this is the only way we're going to get home. By this word. And you know how we're going to get home? We're going to be full of the word. That's what's going to take us on out of here, Sister Metcalf. The word. And then you got some other folks, they try to, you know, they're going to try to go to heaven on a billy goat. You know, they get up there and they say, God, I made it. I did this, I did that. Open the gate. And God going to holler back and he will say, you at the wrong gate. Your gate is to the left. That one with all the fire leaping out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's your gate. Why? Because you took your mind off of me. You took your focus and you put it on another God. A God that didn't have no fire. God that didn't have no strength. God that didn't have any life. God didn't. One that didn't heal you, glory to God. You call on me and I healed you. You call on me and I fed you. You call on me and I gave you strength. Now you're despondent. Now you're defeated in your own imagination. Now you're in despair. Why? Because you took your eyes off the provider and you put them on one that can't provide. You put them on one that want to steal your life. One that want to pull you down. One that want to tear you apart. But if you keep your mind stayed up on me, saying, God, I'll give you perfect peace in the time or in the storm and in the trouble. You got to do like Elijah once was. You got to set your mind like a flint rock upon God. Glory to God. Don't look to the right or to the left. Don't let nothing steal your joy. Don't let nothing steal your peace. Glory to God. The world didn't give it to you, so don't give it back to the world, because the world can't receive it. Glory to God. It came from God and it's perfect and it's pure. Glory to God. And it's looking for a pure and a perfect vessel to abide in. Hallelujah. There are a whole lot of different kind of peoples in the world. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I laugh. Most of the time I'm sad. As if God, I seem to be handicapped. I can't help him. I can't do nothing. Seem like. But God has raised you and I up to touch human lives. That's what he did. He sent Elijah to a place, but Elijah got waylaid along the way in his mind. There are three kind of peoples in the world. Those that are going into the wilderness experience, those that are already in there, and those that are coming out. I read the scripture where God said, I will bless you going in and coming out. Hallelujah. Why we are made to go into the wilderness experience that God is going to send us in to test our faith and to test whether we are fit enough to stand on the word of God. See, you're going to be tested. When I went into the service, I was tested to see was I fit enough. I wish they had found something wrong. But I was tested. And it made no difference. They was taking about just about anything. You know, they know they're going to pump you full of them shots. You know, that's supposed to make you, you know, healthy. But Your trials that you're going through is going to test your faith. You're going to go into the wilderness, whether it's today or tomorrow or the future. But when you go in, you might pass one that's coming out. And you can encourage that one to tell them to hold on, because you're going to be able to come out. Because God is going to spread a table for you just like he spread for me. He's going to spread a table for you just like he spread it for Elijah. He's going to feed you. See, he had to feed that natural body first. Glory to God, had to get some strength in it, because he couldn't thank God. He was weak. He was defeated. If he wanted to make some brooms, he didn't have enough strength to make them. Because he had, and that's another thing about that defeat that he was in, it's nothing but stress and fear, and it will wear you down or tear your spirit down, and you won't be able to do anything. You won't be able to pray. You won't be able to think. You won't be able to move. You'll just lay there and die. But an angel come along and touched him on the shoulder and said, get up from there, Elijah, because where you got to go, you ain't strong enough yet. I want you to get up and eat and partake of this cake and drink this water. Glory to God, because you're not strong enough. We got to keep on keeping on in God, because we are not strong enough. We have not arrived yet, but God is perfecting us, glory to God, by fighting in us, glory to God. God is teaching us, and God is strengthening us by his word. Hallelujah. Come on and give us a praise. God will spread your table. Don't worry about it. You might be already in the wilderness. And that might be one that's getting ready to come out. Can encourage you and tell you to hold on. See, I like it when people tell me to hold on. I don't like it when they tell me a bunch of junk and all that stuff, because I don't have no life in it. But when they tell me Jesus said it, glory to God, then I'm encouraged and I'm strengthened. I can get up and I can go on my way. He said, Elijah, what does thou hear? Elijah in the cave, down in the wilderness, scared to come out. God called him. What are you doing in that cave? Come on out of that cave. God is speaking to you and I today, telling us to come on out of that old way. Glory to God. See, the more we die, the better we become. The more we die out to God, the better we become in Christ. That's the grace. The more we die out to self, the more we die out to circumstances. It didn't look right to Elijah. That's why he said, what am I doing here? It didn't look right. It may not look right to you, but I read in the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9, it said, we are troubled on every side, but not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not yet destroyed. Why? Because we abide and abide in the dying of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And it may seem bad on the outside, but God is on the inside, renewing us day by day and strengthening us day by day. So I don't care what it looks like on the outward appearance, but God is on the inward man, where he wants to preside and where he wants his perfection to flow from. Glory to God. And display his holy name and display his power. It says, look what the Lord has done. God has set me free. He spread on the table in the midst of this problem. He spread on the table in the midst of this problem. He spread on the table in this problem. God has gotten me the table and been a spread. Glory to God. All you got to do is call on his name. He said, if you call on my name, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Why? Because I'm a great God. I'm a mighty God. I'm a God of power. I'm a God of strength. Glory to God. I'm a God that hates evil, and I can do away with evil according to my will, say God. Hallelujah. Elijah has sentenced himself. You ever see people sitting and they, God's put a trial up on them. They, you know what? See, if you don't study to show yourself approved, you don't know whether God put you through the trial, devil put you through trial. See, because if you don't know, you'll claim anything. You'll say, this is putting you through. Whatever your mind fall upon, that's what you're going to say. And then you're going to reason down the road a little farther. You're going to say, well, no, maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it wasn't my flesh. Maybe it was the devil. And then you're going to go a little farther. You're going to keep on reasoning. And then you're going to say, well, I really don't know, but I think it was this and I think it was that. Elijah had convicted himself, sentenced himself, but God suspended the sentence. I like it by God. No matter what you're going through, God said, I'll suspend it. If you keep your mind up on me, if you decide to change your mind and look unto the author and the finisher, he said, I'll suspend that stuff. Elijah convicted, sitting here in defeat. Oh, it looked like it was bad. It was bad in his mind. It was bad according to his will. He took his mind off of God. Let me tell you something. Don't lose sight on God. Not one moment, glory to God. For the night is far spent, but the day is at hand, glory to God. You better keep your mind up on God at all times. Let God be the forefront. Let God be the upkeeper. Let God be the sustainer. Let God be your strength. Let God be your might. Turn everything over to God and let God examine it and give it back unto you. Hallelujah. When he give it back, it's going to be a victory. Let me jump on down here. And it says, behold, verse number 11. Center part of that. It said, and behold, the Lord passed by in a great strong wind. But the mountains, the wind rent the mountains and break into pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after that, a still, small voice. God don't have to shout. He didn't shout at Elijah. He just went by and touched him and said, get up. God don't have to speak in the audible voice to you. It's something about God. Most of the time, he's speaking that still, quiet voice, that stillness, glory to God. God, when your heart is in despair, that's when God can speak. And that still voice, you'll know it. You won't. It'll be his voice because you hear. Why? Because it will touch your spirit. Glory to God. God will give you that challenge that's going to touch your spirit and your faith. To see, can you get up? But Elijah was so weak he couldn't get up. So God fed him first. Don't you know God wants us to feed every day upon his word? Glory to God. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. That's why he spread the table, because he wanted his children to eat and be strong in him and in the power of his might. So when the trials come your way, when you have to go into the wilderness, you'll be strong enough to go in and stay a little while. And when you do the work that God's got you to do in there, then you are strong enough to come out and give the victory unto God and say, God, I glorify your name because you are a true and living God. You are God of reality, glory to God. Whatever I go through, you are God. God wasn't in the fight. God ain't God don't need to be anything. He done created everything. He don't need to be in nothing. But there is one vessel that God desired to preside in, and that's this vessel. And your vessel, glory to God. God desired to preside in there. Why? So that he can work his perfection through that vessel and the power of God be made known in all the earth. Hallelujah. Jump back up to verse 8, I'm closing with this. And he arose and he ate and he drank and he
he went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. Significant numbers, 40, represent probation. So what is probation? It's a trial. It's nothing but a trial in which a person is put through to see whether he or she is fit for the kingdom. Glory to God. See, a lot of people think they're fit for the kingdom. But we're not complete. God is working on us. He got to burn up something. He got to burn up some more chaff. He got to change our minds so that we don't get turned around when we are going through the wilderness experience in our lives. You're going to go through some wilderness experience in your life. We are here for a purpose. We're not here just to be here. God could have created the birds and all that stuff, and then he could let us alone. And he wouldn't have to repent and said, I'm sorry I ever made man. Birds ain't never gave him no trouble. Man come along and contaminated the creation and everything that's in it. But the birds still honor God. They ain't out of hand. The only reason they seem to be out of hand is because we done build our sealed up houses all over the land and they don't have no habitat anymore. And so they come into where we live at. Why? Because God has spread the table. And he ain't going to move the table to another country or up in the sky. The table is spread where he spread it. So you can build your houses or your mind up on that, but the birds going to eat. Somebody praise God. Your enemy may come, glory to God, and that's that trouble that's all around you. But God said, I'm spreading a table in the midst, and you're going to eat. Somebody praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm hungry, glory to God. And I stay hungry for God's word, glory to God. There's nothing that delights me like God's word. There's nothing that can appease me like God's word. There's nothing that can quench my appetite like God's word. When you feast up on God's word, God has got everything that you have need of at the table that he's going to spread in the midst of your problems. Hallelujah. Everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a reality. People are going around calling everything a reality. They call it a reality because they can see it. But let me tell you something. I can't see God, but he's a reality. I can look at what he done, glory to God. I can look up into the sky and see what he done. And that's a reality. It's not evolution, glory to God. It's a reality of the power of God. And that's what God is doing in our lives. He's becoming a reality in it. Bringing us through every problem, every circumstance, every situation. Praise God. Come on and give me some hand. I want everybody to form a line down here in the altar. We're going to touch and believe God tonight and pray. I'm going to ask Brother Tim and the pastor of the help. Praise God. Come quickly. Think about the wilderness that you might be going through now. You might already been in it. You might have been in it a long time. It does not matter about the time. God will bring you out. There's nothing too hard for God. He is a mighty God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Father, we touch and agree, Lord God. Father, as living vessels, God. God, we receive that which you're going to do for your people tonight. And God, we're going to loose it by the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, that you may flow by your power and your might and by your spirit. And God, we are going to call whatever the need is done in your name. Amen. Praise God. Come on and give God some praise. Purpose in your heart what you want God to do for you.